Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
They're here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
And you think about the running back that is the top dog there. I'm with this for sure. But I just think we need clarity. J.K. Dobbins, there's a lot of questions about, you know, coming off of his injury. Gus Edwards, there's a lot of
getting the big push as well. But
because
he's behind Jarrett Patterson right now on the depth chart in terms of who is getting carries with what offense. Vidal, you know, an offseason darling getting pushed down the ladder a little bit early in camp. So, you know, it's a run heavy offense. I want to be invested in it somewhere, right? Whether it is taking Kamani Vidal or if Jarrett Patterson pushes him off. Jarrett Patterson was a big workload guy at Buffalo in college. So I think that maybe he's a little undervalued too, but like you said, Greg Roman, run first offense. They're building around the offensive line. It's what they want to do. So I would like to invest in it. So I like having Gus Edwards as an RB3 if I'm waiting, kind of with that, you know, because you and I like running backs earlier, but if I wait, I don't hate Gus Edwards as a three.
So let me ask you this then. I totally agree with everything you're saying. Like, I kind of want to take Edwards. I want him like there and doing the stuff, and I just want more clarity with it.
Yeah,
but I have him
week, great. But if we're 2 weeks in and he's not playing in the preseason week one, or, you know, still hasn't practiced, then yeah, you're going to have to start moving him down the list, because who the hell knows what's going on with him at that point.
But my question was, or that I was going to ask you here, is the decision I've been trying to make is between like him and Javonte Williams. You are dramatically higher than Javonte Williams. You have him at 27. I have him at 36. And I'm kind of thinking like, yeah, I might push him down. He wasn't good. You know, he wasn't good in volume. You know, the knee injury is a huge problem. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of burst. He just, that player that we've been building into, he's just not there. And I mean, you know, even some markers that, you know, I know like Derek Brown has talked about, like low percentiles in his actual speed score and as far as like burst score, it's just not there. And, you know, you take the legs out from a guy that's already lacking that. And all of the conversation, I know he came in leaner and there was like, is he going to get cut? There's still the cut things. You brought it up here.
Yeah.
Why have him top 30? Like, do you get where I'm going, that Gus Edwards? Well, I guess you have them close, because I say Gus Edwards and Javonte seem closer. You've got Gus
at 31.
They're in
different tiers. I have Javonte add. So look, I all the stuff you said is right. He was clearly rushed too early last season. Now he's had another full offseason to recover from this surgery, and I think he's going to shut everybody up. This is a supremely skilled running back coming out of North Carolina that didn't have a lot of usage at Carolina either. So it's not like he had a couple big years, but it's not like he had that Chase Brown year, we had 328 carries, right? So I still think there is tread left on these tires. Now, it could be we get to camp, he's completely cooked, and Jaleel's going to be the guy. So if that is the case, and we see that over the next 3 weeks, I will bump Jaleel up probably to where I have Javonte or
yeah, because it already feels like
Javonte down.
It already feels like Jaleel's going to take the passing game out from wherever Javonte would be, and then it's like if you take any downs.
Listen though, if Javonte is the guy that he came into the NFL as, you're not going to have to worry about this running back scenario. Audric Estime is going to be nothing. Jaleel McLaughlin is going to be a backup, and Javonte Williams is going to be the most slept on running back in the NFL this year. If he's that same guy, I have no idea. I'm not banking on that. Obviously I have him down in at 27. He's not a top two RB for me. So I don't think that's going to happen, but if he is much improved from where he was last season, he's still going to lead this team. And if he gets cut, he's going to get picked up and play a role somewhere else anyway. Maybe that's not a good role, you know, and I will lower him if he gets cut. Obviously, things aren't working for him. But just in terms of skill and what I saw coming into the NFL, and even in that first year in the NFL, he's better than all these backs if he's healthy. A lot of these backs.
I guess so, he's kind of I think he's on my do not draft list. I just don't have interest in it. I think it's too risky. I like the entry cost for a guy like Jaleel McLaughlin. The very first mock draft we did on Fantasy Pros this year, I was undercutting Derek Brown. Like, that was where we wanted to play. And and what's funny about McLaughlin for a second too is he's 47 on the PPR that doesn't hold up in drafts. Like, there are guys that you have to recognize. They're not good. Blake Corum is another one of those. He's 42 on their consensus. He does not hold up at that rank. Jaleel McLaughlin does not either. Those are players that do get drafted up because there are such major questions, but that's kind of an avoid. Javonte is an avoid to me, but I do see the upside play.
And by the way, if I'm drafting my running backs early, most of the time I'm skipping this tier as a whole. So I haven't, because this is, to me, this tier is muddy. You know, you got guys like Jaylen Warren in there, Zamir White, who may not be anything on rushing downs, Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler. Which way is that going to go? We assume Brian Robinson, but maybe, you know, we're 2 years removed from Austin Eckler being the best running back in the NFL.
You know,
these are all kind of muddy.
Yeah, I think they're muddy, but like, that's why I was saying before, as muddy as some of it is, I think all of the cost is just has been deflated because of the mud, that they're great entry points. I think they're all entry points. You could be wrong, but it's like, if the Austin Eckler one specifically is kind of interesting to me. I have Eckler and Pollard not in the same range, definitely a tier difference, but I've got them both in this range. You don't have either one in here because you have Eckler below and you have Pollard a higher. What's interesting to me about Eckler specifically, but I also think it's kind of Tony Pollard-esque, is it's like, I think Eckler moves into one of those positions finally where he will not be the workhorse, but you know he is going to get his 15 plus touches in the game. He's going to be somebody, especially if they're wanting to pass outside of the red zone, that is going to get the ball. They know this is a guy that scores touchdowns. The ball in his hands, he scores touchdowns. I actually think he could be efficient in this offense with a quarterback, especially when Jaden Daniels is the quarterback, that is going to, it's in a Lamar Jackson sense, that's going to kind of open and spread the field out a little bit, that I think they're going to rely on Austin Eckler a little bit more. And it's not going to be RB1.
Where he was better with Melvin Gordon. He was better with a B-back with
fresh
him.
Legs.
Ryan Robinson is going to be that guy. Yeah.
Hey, we talked, remember us talking about this a couple of years ago, and I made this exact case with Raheem Mostert, where I said, you know why Raheem Mostert is so dangerous, is because this was before the Niners had Christian McCaffrey, but it was like, you would bring in a Jeffrey Wilson or you'd bring in an Eli Mitchell. I feel like there was someone else I'm forgetting right now, but you would bring in one of these guys and you'd have them go, it'd be like five or six, Brian Robinson, five or six. And then all of a sudden defense is kind of tired. And then you bring in the dude, you bring fresh in Raheem legs. Mostert, who is fresh legs, who, by the way, one of the fastest sprint speed in the NFL. And you take this fresh leg running back coming in for the back half of a drive, and then they dominate. That's the Eckler type of thing. It helps for him to be healthy. It'll help for him to come in as defenses are getting a little bit tired. He's going to catch a ton of passes out of the backfield from Jaden Daniels. I know it's crazy and it's stupid of me because nobody gives a crap about Eckler. I think Austin Eckler can thrive in this situation at the cheapest cost it's ever been before. So again, this is one of those guys to me where I'm like, I think the entry point just makes sense to try to, I think the touchdowns can be there. I think he's going to catch a bunch of passes. He's not going to be elite, but I can take him at almost outside of flex running back range. He's 35th in RBs. I think he could be a low end RB2 this year, especially in like a full PPR format. And I think he could be more efficient. He won't be Raheem Mostert, but I think he can be more efficient in this role and get touches that'll surprise people.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough for Austin Eckler in this scenario, which again is why I'm not so fond of pulling out of this section, right? I like to get my running backs a little bit higher, but
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
It's predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league...
I mean, I've been the defender of Brian Robinson since he came in the NFL. I think he's a three down back. I think he can carry a heavy workload. I think he's built for it. And I think he's just not Derrick Henry and Josh Jacobs, these guys at Alabama that came out before him. So we look at him as lesser than. I still think he's very good, which is why I'm, as a big fan of Brian Robinson coming in, and I still really like him. And I don't know. I just kind of think that he fits better for what Cliff Kingsbury does. Austin Eckler, I think, is moving into a slowing down phase in his career. I think he recognizes it. I think he will always want to be the guy he was, but just watching him play last year, hopefully he has more pep in his step this year, but he looked like he was running in quicksand. And when running backs get to that point, it's just tough to trust.
You want to know the wildest thing? There's a documentary on Netflix right now called, it's Dancing. It has nothing to do with football. It's called Dancing with the Devil, 7M TikTok cult. And the show is about these dancers that were just TikTok dancers and stuff. And then this dude starts up a cult that he was his former, like, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And it starts up this crazy cult and stuff. And it's built around these two girls that were Wilkin. They're both named Wilkin. Here's why I bring it up. Episode two, the one girl, she's got millions of followers. She's in this cult and blah, blah, blah. The other girl is featured in the show talking about her sister. She married Austin Eckler. Austin Eckler just shows up in the show. She's talking about all this stuff that's going on. This is just a dancer on TikTok. And then all of a sudden she's talking about how her life has changed. And then I see this picture. And I'm like, is that Austin Eckler? And then all of a sudden she's like, I met an NFL player, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's Austin Eckler. She's married. And I tell my wife, and my wife's like, what? And I'm like, she's married to Austin Eckler. That's crazy. I'm like, he does fantasy football. Nothing to do with anything, by the way, but like wild story. Totally.
Yeah,
wild
that is
story.
A weird crossover.
And Austin Eckler got thrown into it at the very, he's not in it at all. It's just a picture of him. And I'm like, oh my God, he's married to this chick and her sister is crazy. So even more, I'm rooting for Austin Eckler because of,
I mean, look, Austin Eckler is an easy guy to root for, you know, undrafted guy, had a lot of success, fantasy guy, you know, relates to a lot of us. I hope Austin Eckler has a great year. He's a fun guy.
Anybody else you want to hit in here that I'm looking for? Am I not see? Oh, here he is. I do want to move on. One guy I just wanted to hit real quick was just Devin Singletary. I have him at 25. You have him at 31, it looks like, and right at the end of a tier.
33.
Well, no, your numbers are all kind of like messed up. You see how it goes 29, 22, then 30? That's actually 31. Yeah, so 31. He's so fascinating. I loved your case, by the way, too, of talking about Tracy, because if anything happens, but Singletary's the guy and he's the volume guy. He's another prime example. Give me Singletary as RB2 and then give me a Jonathan Brooks a little bit later. He's not sexy by all means, but we just know what can happen with that type of volume with Singletary. So I'm not like this massive, massive advocate for him or anything like that, but he is very, very fascinating with being the guy. And from weeks 9 on, he was RB12 in half point PPR scoring last year, RB12. And he scored, it looks like, 4 of his last 5 games were double digit scoring overall. Now there wasn't a bye week in there, so the per game he'd be like a little bit more down, but 12th in overall scoring weeks 9 to the end of the season tells you something, and he is going to be the main guy. I think Singletary is someone that is being overlooked a little bit.
I understand that. I'll say this. I definitely was too low on Singletary when he came into the NFL. I thought this guy doesn't have the explosion that we want. There's just like, he had a lot of good tools, but no great tools. So I was like, I don't know. He's probably a second back in most scenarios throughout his career. Nope. He beat out Damian Pierce in Houston and was part of a great offense. He had a good role in Buffalo in a good offense. My problem with him now is that, yes, he is a volume guy, which I love, but the Giants offense is still pitiful, right? And he is not Saquon. And I think we're going to realize how good Saquon is once he's out of New York and in Philly, because this is just not a good environment to produce fantasy relevant players for us. So that's why I have him a little bit lower than consensus. I know our boy Debro is all over him and the workload stuff is great. He should have a huge workload in New York, because as much as I like Tyrone Tracy, he ain't ready to take on 20 carries. Neither is Eric Gray or anybody else. They should be looking for somebody else to back up, if I'm honest. They should be waiting for someone to get cut to bring them in that has some experience behind Singletary, I think would be the smartest thing for the Giants to do. But, you know, this offense is just bad. So I'm not really looking to invest in too many Giants that aren't named Malik Nabers.
Malik Nabers make it better. All right, let's go 24 to 13. What do you got?
All right, 24 is James Conner, 23 is Raheem Mostert. Then I go David Montgomery, Tony Pollard, Aaron Jones, Ramondre Stevenson at 19, Najee Harris at 18, Kamara, Mixon, Jacobs. Jacobs is the end of a tier, then Pacheco and Rashad White as my 24 through 13.
I have got Raheem Mostert at 24, Zamir White at 23, James Conner, Najee Harris, David Montgomery at 19, Ramondre Stevenson. Alvin Kamara at 18, Ken Walker at 17, Aaron Jones at 16, 15 is Joe Mixon, James Cook at 14, and Rashad White at 13. You and I were talking about Alvin Kamara, really torn. You were citing the projections episode that you did with Derek Carty. That's right here on the feed if you guys want to go back and listen to some of his takes on it. And I can't wrap my head sometimes around Alvin Kamara because
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Like, we have seen dominant performances from him in years past. Since 2021 on, so 3 straight seasons, he's failed to have double-digit touchdowns. We've just seen some of these disappearing acts. This team has not wanted to commit to him being the full workhorse from, you know, the bring in
Jamal Williams.
Yeah, they're just consistently bringing in somebody else. They've got Kendre Miller, who I think he suffered that injury last year. We didn't get to see the full go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
That it's just like, I don't know. I don't particularly think it's like a power offense. I don't know if they're going to want to lean. I wonder if Alvin Kamara is stepping into his last year Austin Eckler season, if you know what I'm getting by this, where he next is going to go play in Washington and be the second back to a Brian Robinson, if we're getting in the near future. He's obviously a talented back, but I'm torn in which direction I want to go. I feel I have him a tiny bit lower. I might put him a tiny bit higher. I just don't know if there's insane upside anymore. Yet Carty labeled him as one of the most underrated RBs, according to the Blitz.
I mean, my man had 75 catches in 13 games last year. You know what I mean? Like, so there's a lot of dump offs. There's way more PPR upside for a guy like Alvin Kamara.
PPR is, I will admit, If this is full point PPR, I am going to rank him a bit higher than where
because he didn't exactly add anything. I think if we're saying ifs on a lot of these backs, like if this happened, you know, if Javonte Williams looks better and we don't see a big improvement from Jaleel McLaughlin, he could easily be the lead, blah, blah, blah. We're saying ifs for a player. I think on Alvin Kamara, the ifs are if this, then he's going to be bad, and they just don't come. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's kind of fallen knifey. It's kind of fallen knifey, right?
Yeah. Well, there's that. Like, if he ages out, yes. If he gets suspended again, if Kendre Miller takes a big role, but none of this has happened. These are all ifs. So Alvin Kamara, I have him exactly at ECR. I believe it's 17.
I have him at 18, by the way. It sounded like I hated him.
But. Yeah. You don't hate him. You're just one spot low on him. And you know, but after what Cardi said, thinks he's going to be a top 10 back. We look really low. I don't think we are. I think opinion it has him here. But you know, why they're not going to change the offense too much, even with the new OC, because you still have Carr at the helm. You're still kind of limited by what he can do. And what he does the best is throw to Chris Olave and dump it off to Alvin Kamara. So I don't think the offense is changing too much. So I think expectations should be somewhat the same for Alvin Kamara until he shows us otherwise.
You know, an interesting thing too, just looking at hat tip to them. I think PFF does a great job. There's lots of, I could use Fantasy Pros projections or my place, but just, you know, giving different perspective and not giving away everything that PFF has because it's a subscription-based site. But if you look at their projections, Alvin Kamara in full PPR is the 9th scoring running back on their projections in full PPR. In half PPR, 15. I'm not sure. I'd have to go and do the work here. I'm not sure there's that many other running backs that have that type
such
of
a dramatic, yes.
It's a massive discrepancy. And in their top 15 running backs, there's only 3 running backs that are not projected at 1,000, or actually 4, the 1,000 projected rushing yards. And it is Jacobs, Rashad White, and Jahmyr Gibbs with him. Alvin Kamara is by far the lowest, and the touchdowns have not come. So you could build into positive regression. You could build into usage. You could build all those things in for Alvin Kamara that maybe there is more upside, but he's in a weird trajectory of players that I actually don't think are that great. Like, I'm not in love with Aaron Jones. I think Aaron Jones is kind of a similar Kamara-ish type of player that he can do all of his work in the passing game.
He's going to have to in the passing game because they don't run the ball in Minnesota. Let me ask you this, though, for going back to Kamara. What's your biggest concern about Kamara? Is it age? Is it the offense? Because I'll tell you mine real quick. It's that they benched Derek Carr early, and you have this just gross mix of Rattler and Jake Haener trying to debut or trying to audition to be the quarterback next season. And the whole offense is stunted because of it. I think that is my main concern, which I kind of lay out in my quarterback rankings as well. I'm fairly low on Derek Carr. So I think those are the things that concern me the most about this offense and Kamara in it.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like what you just said. It's the offense stunting. Like, a lot of what we saw last year was they couldn't move the ball. So what do they do when they can't move the ball? They just like dump off pass to Alvin Kamara. Like, that's not bad for fantasy, especially, again, full PPR. That's solid because you're going to just stack up those stats. But guy had 75 catches, 466 yards. Travis Etienne had 10 more yards receiving and almost 20 less catches. So I guess my worry is going to be that, yeah, the overall offense stutters a little bit and it mutes touchdown opportunities again. And then also maybe that they look, maybe there is a fear in what Alvin Kamara can do for the full workload, that you do see a little bit more of Kendre Miller. Like, if you take volume away from Alvin Kamara, that's going to be bad. And they consistently look to do that. And if a young Kendre Miller takes that step up, I think that's going to hamstring Kamara a little bit.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
His floor might be in full PPR. His floor is probably wide receiver 15, right, you know, back, something like that. So it's not bad. I could make some cases for some other running backs that they're more concerning. You know what I mean? Like Aaron Jones in Minnesota, maybe you could make that. Joe Mixon with the injury stuff. Josh Jacobs. You know, I feel like those guys are all kind of in the same. Sure. If you want to poke holes. Who in this range, 24 to 13, do you want to hit real quick?
I think we probably need to talk about Pollard versus Tyjae Spears. And I lowered Pollard, man. I had him at 16 at one point, right? So what I saw was a new offense coming in with a completely different game plan. And the first thing they did was go out and get Calvin Ridley and Tony Pollard. So I thought, okay, we're changing the face of this. You know, they spent draft picks on the O-line too. So it's just, let's get this shored up and get this better. Tyjae Spears was a running back that was there when they came in. So I just didn't know what his role was, and teams don't tend to pay running back. So when they paid Tony Pollard, I went, okay, that's their guy. Well, we heard recently that they don't have a typical back system. They have kind of a committee, and we heard hot hand and scenario and all of this playing. I still think Tony Pollard is the lead back in Tennessee, but it's definitely not what I thought it was when they signed him. It's definitely going to be closer to a split, which is why I lowered Pollard, even though I'm still higher on him, because I think the hate went too far after the injury last year. After week 11, he looked pretty solid. So I'm banking on Tony Pollard. And by the way, Tony Pollard, again, like Austin Ekeler, a guy that was better working with another guy next to him. So having Tyjae Spears play more might be better for his overall health and, you know, value in this system. So I'm still high on Tony Pollard, but my love has dropped a little bit after what we heard Callahan say recently.
Yeah, and you're a little bit higher than consensus. I'm at consensus. He is 26 now. I've got him at 26. I took him in the mock draft that we just did as well. Like, I think he's a decent RB2. He's not like in the good. I didn't get a good RB2. I think if I got Tony Pollard, I think I was solid. I think Pollard is in the same like Singletary. DeAndre Swift is a massively talented back who's just, again, it's just like there's more running backs in there, weird offense. Like, how is that going to work with him? But like, there are questions. So it's like Pollard, Swift, Singletary. I mean, Mostert was obviously a beast. And if he repeats 75% of it, he's going to be just like, he's going to well destroy that value. But I think Pollard belongs in that general vicinity between like decent slash solid, but maybe not like upper tier RB2, because I also think that Pollard is going to be the main guy. There might be weeks where Spears goes off. Obviously, he can play really well right in the passing game and stuff like that. They may want to generate almost like in a Deebo Samuel generating type of screen passes to get the ball in his hand type of way. But I think Pollard is probably going to be the main guy. Anybody else that you want? I mean, that like Najee Harris is really fascinating. I've kind of come around on Ramondre Stevenson. He's somebody I feel a little bit more comfortable with. I'm actually a little bit more comfortable than you were talking about with Zamir White and even Aaron Jones. Even though I was kind of talking negatively, I'm still cool with that. Najee Harris is the one I cannot wrap my head around right now because I want him to be the guy, but Jalen just looms and I can't figure out, even though like his, I think it was his overall usage was middling in the league, he was still like top 10 in like goal line carries and in actual carries and goal line carries. He was like near one of the best. He just was phased out of the passing game, but we have this new offense that is installed. And I just don't know where the line between him and Jalen is right now, but you seem a little bit more definitive.
Yeah. I just think that they're going to run the ball so much. They're building this offense around both running backs. It's around both of them. Like Najee is going to be there to grind. And when you get to the goal line, Najee's getting the football. I mean, Cordarrelle Patterson could be in on sneak plays, and Justin Fields probably is going to be involved in some goal line packages, even if he's not the starter, right? So touchdowns will still be tough to come by as they are for any running back, but I just think he's going to have a massive amount of carries. I think it's going to be more than Jalen. I do think Jalen is more involved in the pass game. Obviously, he was fourth in the league in terms of running back receptions last season. I think they both hold value, but for me, I think volume and scores go to Najee. Like catches go to Jalen, which means they're both pretty valuable. I just have Najee a little bit higher, and it's clearly what Tomlin wants to do. The running backs, the quarterback situation sucks. Russell Wilson is washed, in my opinion. I don't think he's good. I don't know if Justin Fields is a capable NFL quarterback. So they're going to run the ball a ton with both these guys. So I think they both hold pretty good value. I'm going to count more on touchdowns, whereas other people are going to count more on catches for Warren.
Najee was also similar to Devin Singletary in that he was ninth from week nine on, half point PPR running back scoring last year. He was the ninth best running back, but that was overall volume. There was no bye weeks in there. From a per game perspective, he's a bit down. He's actually closer to what Devin Singletary scored per game. He scored less than David Montgomery did last year. Or
all offense was disgusting last. Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there are definitely some changes in the works here. I'm open to it. Again, I'm building, like, there are guys that I feel more confident about that I know what I'm getting into. There's a handful of guys I kind of don't know exactly what I'm in. Even David Montgomery, I know kind of what I'm in for David Montgomery. It's going to be goal lines. It's going to be a game where he has two touchdowns. He's have the two or three games where he has two touchdowns, and then he's going to get a whole bunch of carries or something like that, but he'll be in.
Well, Jesus, not everybody can be good in Detroit, right? I think that's the thing that we're getting. It's like, we talk about how Jahmyr Gibbs is going to get more touches. We talk about how Jameson Williams is so improved. Sam Laporta was the best tight end in the league last year, and Amon-Ra St. Brown's top four wide receiver. So who is the odd man out? Somebody has to be, and it's got to be Montgomery based on how good all of these other guys are. So I think Montgomery's definitely going to suffer. Doesn't mean he's awful or worthless. He's still very good, but he's not what he was last year. So I'm not buying a lot of David Montgomery hype for 2024.
The only other one I just feel really confident about, and then I want to get to the top core, is just Rashad White. Like, I feel like I hit my stride of like my comfort level with him, because, you know, like, that, I think that offense in general feels a little bit weird, but I mean, the dude was the top 10 running back last year. He was in the top 10 as far as carries, targets, red zone touches is a big thing. He's going to get a ton of catches in general. I bet his overall receptions a whole lot this past year. And if that offense is moving, Baker made it better, you know, a healthier Godwin and Mike Evans, like, Rashad White is the guy. Now, you know, I was drafting Bucky Irving in some spots. We can see with that, but like, he's a volume play. He actually seems like one of the few. Last year, everybody was ready. What was it? It was Vaughn. Vaughn's going to take away from, no, nobody took away from Rashad White, and no one's going
Sean
to.
Tucker was the guy. And then he got
Sean Tucker. That's what it was. I think at the end of the day, Rashad White actually might be one of the sneakier workhorse type running backs. It doesn't feel like one. And I've become a lot more comfortable than I was early on in my process with Rashad White.
Yeah, I think after you know, like Kamara, Mixon, I think those guys are pretty workhorse heavy. And then the rest of them just are, you know, White is, I have Pacheco down here. I think he is. I have Josh Jacobs down here. These guys are 250 plus carry guys. So with Rashad White, I think he's a very good back. I wouldn't say he's a great back. I think if you took a lot of these guys that are below him and put them in his spot, they would also be ranked at 13, but he's getting the volume, and Bucky Irving is not threatening that. Bucky Irving will have maybe take a little off of him, but I just don't see Bucky Irving threatening Rashad very quickly. So I think that it's going to be status quo, a lot of the same from Rashad White, which is a pretty good floor.
Top 12 on the wide running backs. I've got Josh Jacobs at 12, Devon Achane at 11, Travis Etienne at 10, Pacheco at 9, Kyren at 8, Derrick Henry at 7, Jahmyr Gibbs at 6, and the top 5 is Barkley, Taylor, Breece, Bijan, and Christian McCaffrey.
For me, it's Achane at 12, James Cook at 11, Kenneth Walker at 10, Travis Seat, that ends a tier.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
Travis Etienne, Kyren Williams, Derrick Henry, Barkley, Gibbs, all in a tier. And then my top four tier is Taylor, Bijan, Breece, and CMC.
The biggest standout here is Ken Walker. You are very, very high on Ken Walker. You are all in. I have my questions about his health. I have my questions about that offense in general. And Zach Charbonnet did not take over like a lot of people expected, but he proved himself more than worthy to take away some carries from this offense and be a little bit more featured. And he did it both not only in the running, but in the passing game. So it's like, I think Rashad White is safer than Ken Walker right now. And I have it ranked as such. You do not. You are the resident Ken Walker guy, a top 10 back. So what do you want to throw at Ken Walker for us?
I mean, number one, you don't have to take him where I have him ranked. So don't take him as an RB, a high end RB2, not a low end RB1, because you don't have to, right? But for me, I think that Ken Walker is a guy that if he was in Rashad White's scenario, you'd be like, holy crap, how good is Ken Walker? He is so good. Zach Charbonnet is so good. I think Zach Charbonnet might be better than Rashad White in terms of being a complete back. So Charbonnet is right on his heels, but Walker is just a different animal. Like I said, at Michigan State, they knew it was coming. Brian Lewerke was their quarterback. Everybody knew it was coming. And he still ran over everybody, beat Michigan his last year at Michigan State because they gave the ball to him 35 times and he won in the fourth quarter. He was the last guy standing. It was like a war of attrition. And I think if you look at this offense, a lot of the hype is about Grubb coming in from the University of Washington and what they did with Michael Penix last year, right? But they had the offensive line and the quarterback to do it. The Seattle Seahawks do not. You have McDonald coming over from Baltimore. What did Baltimore do? They ran the ball and they played defense. I think that is going to be the staple of this team, especially when you have awesome backs like Walker and Charbonnet, an improved offensive line and a pretty strong defense. I think they're going to run the ball more than people consider. And I think Ken Walker is going to be a star by the end of the year. So I am all aboard the Ken Walker hype train and no one can pull me off of it.
Yeah. I like the dedication to it. I like the feel because I will say this. I think and this is what drives me wanting to be invested in the top four or five running backs at the top. I lack conviction in the running backs in this general vicinity, you know, and maybe to that point, that's why, like, if I'm a lot more convicted on like a Rashad White, I might start moving him up. When I look at the guys outside of the top, you know, seven, like I've kind of really cemented myself into being there for Derrick Henry. You know, you and Pizapia, we're going to be a triad together, a wolf pack, if you will, on Derrick Henry. And I'm good because he's going to get volume. He's going to get touchdowns. Him and Lamar Jackson are going to be a force. Outside of that,
put him with Lamar. It's just, it's kind of mind boggling that we're not getting more hyped on Derrick Henry, right? He's had Ryan Tannehill and Will Levis and all of these guys next to him in his career, and now he gets Lamar.
And you're telling me you're not going to give him 20 plus carries every single
game? How does he not score 15 touchdowns?
I know. I agree. What we should look and see what his like Russian season total touchdown number is, and I would take the over with you. Real quick, what do you think the PFF projection on his touchdowns are?
13.
10.4.
Okay.
That's more. I'm going to go with the over. But I guess 10. I kind of lack the conviction in being sold. I think there are great pieces to a lot of these other guys. Like Kyren Williams in his overall scoring last year, it was absurd. Like in what he did, 6 best score from week 6 on. And by the way, that is in total points. There was a bye week and 3 missed games. Scored 22.4 points per game from week 9 on. That is the best in the NFL during that period of time. He was a freaking beast, but there is something to that offense. There's a Blake Corumness, but I actually moved him up. I'm trying to sell myself a little bit more because like we might, every offseason, we tell ourselves these stories of why these guys can't do something and that when they've done it and then they do it. That's kind of the Derrick Henry thing. Everyone's like, oh, we can't keep doing it. No one, you know, Christian McCaffrey, these guys can't keep doing the thing. No one ever does the thing. And then they keep doing the thing. That might be the case for Kyren Williams. He is a freaking agent.
Kyren, just real quick.
Yeah.
I just want to mention this again because I love this stat and I want to hit people over the head with it. 4.8%. Stack boxes for for Kyren Williams against last year. The lowest percentage by an arm's length from anybody else. And what has changed with the Rams offense? Nothing. It's better. Cooper Kupp comes in healthy this year. So, and Matt Stafford is back. Nothing has changed. So there's no reason to stack the box. You're still afraid of the passing attack of Sean McVay. So nothing's going to change with Kyren unless Corum earns more touches. That's the only thing that could push him down. Yeah. So, but outside of that, and I don't think that's going to happen early, you're going to see a lot of high volume from Kyren again, I feel like.
And I could, and that's why, like, I might move that top seven to a top eight core. And then it's like Pacheco, if the passing game is going to be better, I think that puts him in a better opportunity to score more hard runner. I think he really cemented in how much they want to use him last year. ETN, kind of the same thing, a little bit of a worry about, you know, him not wanting every single carry. And HN is the most explosive per touch guy as far as backfield goes. But the question is about, like, what does the volume look like? So that's why I'm building a case for, like, why you could put Walker there, because I lack conviction in being like, you have to be hands down on all those guys. But it's like the eight, feel very confident. The rest, you can start to, like, have that little voice in the back of your head chirping.
And he's in a tier for me with it's Walker, Cook, Achan, White, Pacheco, and Jacobs. So if you wanted to take Walker and put him at the end of that at 15, where he is more appropriately ranked according to everybody else, completely understand that. It's whatever your flavor is out of this group. I'm on board for it, whoever it is. For me, it's Walker. For you, it's Pacheco. For other people, it might be somebody else. So just pick your favorite of that group and go with it. Walker happens to be mine. Pacheco happens to be yours.
My quick little anecdotal things on the very tippy top, and let's get you at the tippy top. I decided to go Barkley over Gibbs, and probably some of that comes from the Derek Carty school of maybe concern on what the total touches look like on a guy like Gibbs, where I think Barkley is going to thrive in this offense. He's such a great pass catcher. He's going to take away from some of those rushing touchdowns.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
It's a mess. So I think it's just Breece doesn't come off the field as much as Bijan, I feel like, this year. So that is why I slightly have Breece. I have no qualms with Bijan going over him. It's no issue for me. And in my heart, there might be some spots where I take Bijan just because I love him so much. Yeah, so if I'm giving out advice, I think I have to say Breece. But in my heart, I want Bijan. Everybody knows that.
And you and I are just both in. I know you put some questions on the McCaffrey stuff. I'm just, I'm not going
to. I think it's fair to question, but sure. Question all you want. This is the GOAT.
I'm as simplistic as I can possibly be. It's one of the best offenses in the NFL. It works and is built around Christian McCaffrey. As much chatter last year about we got to get the other guys, it doesn't happen. It didn't happen. They don't not give Christian McCaffrey 20 plus touches a game, whether it's in the air or it's on the ground. And honestly, they may try to get him even more involved in the passing game if they want to give him some of that rest. Give him a couple spells off of going between the tackles. Give that to Jordan Mason or Eli Mitchell, and then just keep throwing the ball so he has more open space. Christian
every
McCaffrey,
game's gonna look like that. Have you seen him when he does, he signed an autograph, someone puts a USC hat in front of him and he like crosses out the USC and writes his stats on the Pac-12 title game or whatever.
No, that's
when they
hilarious.
Beat the bejesus out of USC. And he had like a passing touchdown, a receiving touchdown, two rushing touchdowns and like 400 all purpose yards or something ridiculous. Like every game should be that. For CMC. That's a perfect CMC year.
And I don't play touchdown regression on him. He's going to score the majority of the touchdowns. He's the number one. It's easy enough. anything you can add
injury here, is the only thing holding him at all.
That's usage it. To injury. Injury history with very, very high usage is the thing that puts people in question. And I think it's fine to do that. To me, I kind of scoff a little bit. I'm a little snarky because I'm like, oh, you're just being cute. Like, well, you know, his usage is so high and he'll probably get hurt and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, all right, well, let's play the game when he doesn't get hurt. And he does play like he did, by the way, and he played his games last year. Let's play that game. And what does that look like?
Name someone that has been higher on CMC than I have. Yeah. Since he came into the NFL.
Yeah, it's been you. It's always been you. And you can poke the holes, but we're still taking him as a top dog. So let's do this then when we end this bad boy out. Your running back target, top 12, 13 to 24, 35 to 36. Because we've already given you our three post 36 running backs. So let's go every range. And obviously it's respective, like obviously Christian McCaffrey, sure. But you know, who's the guy you're going to have the most shares of? Because I think you, just throwing this out here, you have a tough decision in your top 12, because I think Jonathan Taylor is a guy you want every share of. I think Derrick Henry is, but you've kind of made your statement of Ken Walker, but Ken Walker also.
I think Derrick Henry is my guy, but I know I don't have to take Ken Walker here.
So okay. So you can have Ken Walker in your next round. Okay. So it's Derrick Henry, Ken Walker. And then who is your like 25 to 36 running back?
Probably Brian Robinson. If I'm not picking out of this range a lot, but it's B Rob if I'm taking one of them.
That's a pretty good core here. This is actually tough for me. I actually think it might start turning into Kyren. I'm like, I want those core guys. If I'm being honest with myself, actually, it's probably, let's go Saquon, because like I want one of those top guys. It's Saquon or Bijan. The next round, I still don't like these guys. I'm going to go with Rashad White. And then after that, we are going to lock into Jonathan Brooks. Like I said before, you get that RB3, the upside of Jonathan Brooks, and you just, you know, there is plenty of stuff to make it work until he gets healthy. I think that's the way to do it. Those, my friends, are the RB ranks. There's tons of variance and there are updates. All of our updates over at inthisleague.com. As August rolls around here, it's just about here, we are going to be posting the updates. Bogman, Superflex, Dynasty, IDP, all of that. My ranks are all going to be up on the August one. And throughout August, pretty much like every week in August, we usually update our ranks. So be on the lookout for that if you want to stay to it. And we have got more ranks coming tomorrow. Wide receivers. That's the big dog. We're going to have the wide receiver try to slash in some tight ends as well. A little bit of tight end conversation for a quick look on that. But we are tackling all of the pass catchers in the next episode, which will then lead to overall and then lead to our mock draft stuff. So go to inthisleague.com if you guys want to support at Bogman Sports, at Is It The Welsh on the Twitters. And make sure that you're honed in over on the Fantasy Pros YouTube, because it's always fun when Bogman and I get to invade. And we did an episode this week. I think you and I are on an episode next week as well. It's not a mock draft episode. News to Bogman, by the way. I have the schedule. I think you and I are scheduled for an episode like on the 7th. So be on the lookout for that. If you guys are subscribed to the podcast over there and the YouTube, you won't miss it. Make sure you're doing the same here for In This League. Thanks for hanging out. Hell Week Part 2 in the books. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on In This League. Bye, friends.
See you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.